everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. I'm so glad that you could join us today. My name is Rebecca. Today, our lesson is going to take us to another part of the world, Italy. But not any part of Italy. It is going to take us to a very enchanting city. Do you have any idea what this city is called? That's right. It is Venice. Have you ever had an interest in visiting Venice? If so, today's lesson is just for you. Well, there are a couple things that we are going to talk about today. First, what is Venice known for? You will find out in today's lesson. And we are going to discuss St. Mark's Basilica and Square. What's that all about? You will find out in today's lesson. Well, friends, I hope you have your magazines because it is time for us to get started. Let's go.
Enchanting Venice. The city of water attracts tourists with its history and beauty. Located in northeastern Italy, Venice is known for its cultural treasures, romantic atmosphere, and unusual living on water experience. The city spreads out over 118 islands, which are linked by more than 400 bridges in the Venetian Lagoon. Venice's historical center consists of six regions. San Polo in the middle and San Marco in the south, the busiest main regions, are linked by the Rialto Bridge. The famous stone arch crosses Venice's main waterway, the Grand Canal. When night falls, many tourists enjoy dinner at the outside tables by the Grand Canal while watching colorfully lit boats glide by.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 arch 这个名词。Arch 是指拱门或者是拱形物。例如 ，A group of noisy tourists just passed by the arch and entered the old city. 一群吵吵闹闹的观光客刚才通过了拱门，进去了旧城。或者是 The bride and her father walked through a row of arches and entered the church.新娘和她的父亲走过一排的拱门进入了教堂。Arch 也指脚的足弓或者是足背。例如 ,Because Martha has high arches, it's not easy to find shoes that fit her. 因为 Martha 的脚弓很高要找到合穿的鞋不容易。接下来我们看的是 glide, 这个动词。Glide 是指滑行、滑翔或者是掠过。例如 ,The dancers glided on the dance floor effortlessly. 这些舞者在舞池中轻盈地滑动。或者是 The swans gracefully glided across the pond. 这些天鹅优雅地游过池塘。Glide 也可以当名词。例如 ,Due to global warming, polar bears are on a fast glide to extinction. 由于温室效应，北极熊正迅速地走向濒临绝种的结果。
And I've been to Italy, but I've not been to Venice. Have you been to Venice?
You know?I have not been to Venice, but I have been to Rome, and I've been to Pisa. Have you been to either Rome or Pisa?
I have not been to Pisa, but I understand they have a leaning tower there.
They do, and yes. It's actually really cool. It's an actual tower that leans.
To the side, the leaning tower of Pisa. Mm-hmm. Have you been there? I have been to Rome, and I would love to go back to Italy to check out Rome again.And Pisa, and Florence, and of course, Enchanting Venice.
Enchanting Venice. Gabe, that is the name of our lesson. And let's take a closer look at this word, enchanting. You see that word enchanting right here in the title of our lesson. This just means that something is very pleasant.
Yes, so when you visit Venice, you will feel pleasant feelings.I also think of the word magical when I think of enchanting. When you go somewhere and you feel that everything just has a special atmosphere, it makes you feel special. It's a very enchanting and magical place. And you might feel that way when you visit Venice.
Exactly. And of course, you can use this word enchanting to describe things or people as well. For example, hey Gabe, have you ever seen the movie Peter Pan?
Peter Pan?
Remember Peter Pan?
That's a very magical little cartoon.
Well, yes, it is. But there's this little fairy in that movie named Tinkerbell. And I think Tinkerbell is so enchanting.
She is an enchanting creature, that Tinkerbell. Rebecca, I feel like
yes.
You could play Tinkerbell in the next Peter Pan movie.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying I'm enchanting.
You could be an enchanting person, too.
Yes, I am a very enchanting and magical person. Thanks,
well,
Gabe.
You can have enchanting people. Rebecca just mentioned kind of an enchanting movie. Maybe you've heard some enchanting music as well. And, of course, we're talking about an enchanting city, enchanting Venice. And it has a special nickname, right, Rebecca?
Yes, let's see. Oh, yes, it's called the City of Water. That is Venice's nickname. And we see the City of Water attracts tourists with its history and beauty.
And
yes?
Because it's called the City of Water, of course, you might see things just like this. There are not very many... Oh, I can't say there aren't very many roads, but a lot of what might be roads in other cities are actually waterways in Venice. Of course, if you know anything about Italy, you know that it is the city of water.
Exactly. Well, let's read the very first sentence in our lesson. Located in northeastern Italy, Venice is known for its cultural treasures, romantic atmosphere, and unusual living on water experience. And you see that word, atmosphere. Let's take a look at this word. This is just referring to the feeling or mood of a place or situation that you are in. I also often think about restaurants or coffee shops.
Of course, if you're owning a restaurant, if you have a restaurant or a coffee shop, then you want it to have a good atmosphere. You want to have a good atmosphere for your customers, right? And so, of course, if you're visiting a place like Venice, you could describe it with the word enchanting, or you could say that it has a romantic atmosphere as well.
That's right. Well, we read, the city spreads out over 118 islands, which are linked by more than 400 bridges. 400 bridges.
Yeah. I'm always surprised, Rebecca, by these numbers. I know that it's a city on water, and so, of course, there are probably some islands. I didn't realize there were 118 islands and linked by over 400 bridges. That's a lot.
That is incredible. The more I read about Venice, the more I want to go.
Well, let's go.
Well, we can't go right now.
Oh, well,
so
not right
let's
now.
Continue learning about Venice.
Yes.
Let's see.
You know, I like this adjective here.
Oh, which one?
Well, Venetian.
Oh, yes, Venetian.
Yeah, that's
Why do you
an
like
adjective
it so much?
To describe stuff that is in Venice. So here we're talking about the Venetian Lagoon. Friends, in your house, maybe you have some Venetian blinds. I believe maybe those are related to Venice as well. Well, how do we continue here, Rebecca?
Venice's historical center consists of six regions: San Polo in the middle, and San Marco in the south. That reminds me of the game Marco Polo.
Nice.
Anyway, Marco Polo. The busiest main regions are linked by the Rialto Bridge. There's another bridge.
And, of course, let's go on to the last sentence in this section here. When night falls, many tourists enjoy dinner at the outside tables by the Grand Canal. As you can see, it's a beautiful sight. But what does that phrase mean, when night falls?
That just means that it's starting to get dark. So, my parents finally arrived when night started to fall.
All right, well, friends, right now it is time for an SC challenge. In this challenge, you might see the word dazzling from the next section of our lesson. That means it is spectacular. It is amazing. So now, the SC challenge.
Yes!
Okay, today, friends, we have an extra special challenge. But first, let's get to know our players. Please tell us your name.
My name is Sarah.
Sarah and?
Mark.
Sarah and Mark. And where are you from?
I'm from Ontario, Canada.
Also from Ontario. Right. Okay. Ontario, Canada. And today's words are glides, atmosphere, dazzling, and arch. Okay. So for the first part of our challenge today, it will be like normal. I'll read some sentences. You get to fill in the blanks. And then we have an extra special challenge for the winner later. Okay. Are you ready for the challenge?
Yes, I'm ready.
I think so.
Awesome. Awesome. Here we go. Some people say that Starbucks has a very relaxing blank. Does anybody know the answer? Yes, Sarah?
Starbucks has a relaxing atmosphere.
Oh, yes, it does. Okay, 1 point for Sarah. This new pen is great. It blank nicely over the paper. Yes, Mark?
Glides nicely over the paper.
It glides nicely over the paper, okay. Here's the game point. Amy walked into the room wearing a blank white dress. Yes, Sarah.
A dazzling white dress.
Very good. Okay, so Sarah has 2 points. She is our winner so far. Actually, Sarah, here's your special challenge. Can you use all of these words in one sentence? Just for fun.
I think I can. The new plane glides through the atmosphere on a dazzling night through an arch of clouds.
No way. That was amazing. Thank you so much for playing. Hey, do we have any prizes for our SC Challenge players? Some cute googaloos for y'all to take back to Ontario.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today.
That was fun.
And we'll see you guys next time for the SC Challenge.
And welcome back to Studio Classroom. Have you ever had an interest in visiting the country of Italy? If so, you just might want to visit Venice, the enchanting city of Venice. That's exactly what we are talking about today. And we have already learned that a nickname or another name for the city is the City of Water because Venice spreads over 118 islands. And there are 400 bridges that connect all the islands. Well, friends, we have a lot more to learn about Venice, so let's continue with our next reading.
Enchanting Venice, St. Mark's Basilica, and Square. Near the end of the S-shaped Grand Canal lies St. Mark's Basilica, a must-see. Inside, dazzling mosaics tell stories of Bible figures. Nearby are the Doge's Palace and the Bridge of Sighs. These were made famous by Lord Byron. I stood in Venice on the Bridge of Sighs, a palace and prison on each hand. Legend has it that if a couple passes under the bridge, their love will last forever.
OK, 继续我们看 dazzle 这个动词。dazzle 是指使目眩或者是使眼花。例如 I was dazzled by the Grand Street Lights of Vegas. 拉斯维加斯华丽的街灯把我照得有点头晕目眩了。或者是 many girls were dazzled by Jack's good looks. 许多女生都因为 Jack 英俊的外貌而为之倾倒。课文中用的 dazzling 是它的现在分词当形容词，意思是指耀眼的或者是光彩夺目的。例如 the model's blue eyes and dazzling smile are his trademarks. 这位男模的蓝眼睛跟灿烂的微笑是他的注册商标。最后我们看的是 mosaic 这个名词。 mosaic 音译成马赛克，也就是镶嵌图案。例如 the mosaic fountain was designed and constructed by local art students. 这个马赛克喷水池是当地设计系的学生设计并且完成的。或者是 the mansion houses a beautiful collection of mosaics. 这座豪宅里收藏了一系列美丽的马赛克作品。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
And yes, now we're learning about St. Mark's Basilica and Square. This is definitely something I would like to see if I have the chance to go to Venice. Near the end of the S-shaped Grand Canal lies St. Mark's Basilica, a must-see, which is why I really want to see it, because it is a must-see.
Ooh, Gabe, I like that word that you brought up. If something is a must-see, this just means that it is so good that you have to see it. So there are other ways you can use this. For example, you know, if you go to Singapore, like, have you ever been to Singapore?
I have, Rebecca. I enjoyed Singapore. Yes, Rebecca?
Oh, okay. Well, my point is, if you go to Singapore, I believe that there are these gardens there. Do you remember the name of those gardens?
The Singapore Gardens.
They're called the Botanical Gardens.
Oh.
Anyway, there are botanical gardens in Singapore, and I believe they are a must-see.
Oh, okay. So the next time I go, I must see those gardens.
Yes.
Because I didn't the first time. You know, some people say when they go to the United States, because a lot of people want to visit America, and they always want to go to Disneyland. That's the first thing they say. I want to go to Disneyland. Guys, let me tell you, Yosemite is only a couple hours away from Disneyland. Let me finish.
Okay.
Yosemite is a must-see. Do that before you go to Disneyland. Okay, Yosemite is awesome. It's a must-see.
Gabe, I love Yosemite.
Yeah,
yes, I agree. Anyway, friends, you see this word a must-see. However, you can also replace that word see with other words like a must-do or a must-taste or a must-experience.
Okay, so we're learning here about a must-see, which is everything that has to do with St. Mark here, St. Mark's Basilica and Square. Inside, dazzling mosaics tell stories of Bible figures. And of course, you could see these mosaics on the ceilings and the walls. And we're learning about Bible figures, or you can see these pictures of Bible figures. And figure is another word for person, according to our lesson. So a Bible figure is a famous person from the Bible.
Now, Gabe, you just mentioned the word Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think the guys have something they want to say about the Bible and typos in the Bible.
Oh, are there any typos in the Bible? Does the Bible contain mistakes? Let's find out with Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud.
Typos are spelling and punctuation errors we make when we type. Thankfully, most typos are harmless. Some are even humorous.
They are. You know, without editors or proofreaders, typos can pop up quite often, like in emails, text messages, and blog posts.
But even with the extra sets of eyes, typos can escape unnoticed. That is, until we discover them in a magazine or a book. Even the Bible is not immune.
The Bible is a book that people base their eternal destinies on. So one small typo could drastically change the course of someone's life.
Indeed. In 1716, some Bibles were printed that read, "Sin on more." The "on" was supposed to be "no," but somehow it got reversed. Was it an honest mistake, or was the printer being mischievous?
In 1914, Bibles were printed with this commandment from God, "Thou shalt kill." Does everyone see the problem here?
Of course, it should have read, "Thou shalt not kill." By omitting one small word, the text took on a completely different meaning.
I hope nobody went out and tried to obey that commandment. Now, normally Bibles with these kinds of typos are immediately destroyed, but a few do survive to become valuable collector's items.
我们打字打电脑，不管我们多谨慎小心，往往还是会造成一些 typo 就是 typographical error 的缩写，指的就是打错字。 那你可以想象 typo 出现在 Bible 圣经里头吗？ 在18世纪 有些圣经上记载着 sin on more， 这是叫人要继续犯罪吗？ 啊，原来这是一个 typo， 原本应该是 sin no more， 不要再犯罪，有人不小心把 no 打成 on。 另外呢，也曾经有圣经上记载着 thou shalt kill， 你应该杀人，原来少打了一个字， thou shalt not kill， 不可杀人。我猜那个打错字的人很可能是被杀了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Friends, let's go to the last sentence here. We see this phrase, legend has it that if a couple passes under the bridge, their love will last forever. It's a legend, so we don't know if it's true or not, but it's kind of a fun thing to believe.
That's right. Well, right now, it's time for something funny. It's time for a review skit. But seriously.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hotel Maresco, one of the best hotels in Venice, Italy.
Hi, is it true Venice is known for its cultural treasures?
It is. The City of Water attracts tourists with its history and beauty.
And there is so much water.
The city spreads out over 118 islands, which are linked by more than 430 bridges.
Wow, so many islands and so many bridges. Where should I go?
Visit the historical center, which consists of 6 districts.
6 districts? Okay.
San Polo and San Marco are the busiest and linked by the famous Rialto Bridge.
The Rialto Bridge?
Yes. A famous stone arch crosses Venice's main waterway, the Grand Canal. And when night falls, you can enjoy dinner at the outside tables while watching colorful boats glide by.
Wow! What else should I see?
Near the end of the Grand Canal lies St. Mark's Basilica, a must-see.
Oh! Is it the cathedral with the dazzling mosaics?
Yes, it tells the stories of Bible figures. And also nearby are the Doge's Palace and the Bridge of Sighs.
Great! Thanks for your advice. Venice, here I come!
That's to the buffet. The door is over here.
Thank you.
It's always a good time. Well, what else can you do in Venice?
I guess you're going to have to join us next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Goodbye.